Blog Talk Radio.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say.
Along with my beautiful, beautiful co-host, Pat Kennedy. Welcome to the show, Pat.
Thank you so much, Brenda. Yeah, I thought for a minute there, wow, I should have just put it on speaker and just bopped along. We got the full whammy this morning, but I think it's a powerful beginning to what we're going to present today for sure.
Absolutely. And, you know, it is really a powerful message that we're bringing here to the world with Breast Show Radio and the Breast Show in Town, which is an amazing live event coming up April 17th in beautiful London, Ontario. So, Pat, you have the honor of introducing our amazing guest for today, so I'll let you take it away.
Thanks so much, Brenda. And it is an honor because, believe me, these types of individuals, and particularly physicians, are diamonds in the rough. So I'm thrilled today. Our special guest is Dr. Larry Schmidt, MD of Advanced Medical Group. Dr. Schmidt is one of our keynote speakers at the upcoming Breast Show in Town. That's slated for Sunday, April 17th in London, Ontario, Canada. You can get your tickets and find out more about our speakers, events, and so much more by visiting www.breastshowintown.ca. And you can also check us out on Facebook at www.facebook.com/thebreastshowintown. Now, Dr. Larry Schmidt is an associate professor of family medicine at the Schulich School of Medicine and Dentistry at the University of Western Ontario here in our lovely London, Ontario, Canada. He's a certificate and fellow of the College of Family Physicians of Canada. His practice of broad-based family medicine spans 30 years, including obstetrics, delivering more than 1,600 infants and providing in excess of 225,000 patient visits. He's monitored hundreds of medical students, residents, nurse practitioners, and midwives. He's always believed in collaborative team-based care and became interested in alternative methods of practice, which led him to becoming certified in functional acupuncture late in his career. Dr. Schmidt became intensely interested in lifestyle medicine after attending the Institute of Lifestyle Medicine Conference in Boston and then the American College of Lifestyle Medicine. It became apparent to him that lifestyle choices, primarily nutrition and exercise, is the key to vibrant health. This commitment to lifestyle medicine has brought him to share his passion for dramatically changing the trajectory of chronic illness and disease in Canadian healthcare. Dr. Schmidt is the co-founder and director of the Canadian Academy of Lifestyle Medicine. Welcome to the show, Dr. Larry Schmidt.
Well, thank you very much, Brenda and Pat. I appreciate the opportunity.
Well, we want to get the message out, and we want people to be informed and understanding what exists out there. Can you just tell us a little bit primarily about lifestyle medicine and how you see it changing the health scene in Canada?
Well, I appreciate that. You know, one of the things that I've found as I've been practicing all these years is that we're not really changing the trajectory of chronic disease management. And before I could move my thinking forward, I thought I would go backwards and see where some of our healthcare system has really failed, I think, in some regard. And it took me back to the Lalonde report written by a former health minister. And even, you know, 40 years ago, he was saying that we needed to spend a lot of emphasis on lifestyle choices and prevention. And so I thought, you know what, it's time. We can't wait any longer. It's almost like the climate change conference we just had, the time to act is really now. And so we've really gotten to the point where we need to make large changes in our healthcare system and invest in health promotion and prevention. So when the Advanced Medical Group decided to put up this building on Victoria and Richmond, I got involved with them over 18 months ago in program development and basically trying to develop a change in the paradigm of how we're going to provide primary care. And I'm happy to say that we will be open towards the end of February, and I think it's going to be a game changer, not just for this city, but for the province and perhaps even the country.
Wow.
It's the first one of its kind, or are there others?
If you know, doing my due diligence, I basically went on the internet to see what I could find in North America, and I'm happy to say that we're actually the envy of some of our colleagues south of the border, because this is the largest medical center built on the platform of lifestyle medicine and healthcare promotion. It has a 3,000 square foot gym on the first level that is open to the community. And there's a wellness center, there's a yoga studio on the second floor, there's a mindfulness studio, and then there's a very comprehensive Rejuvenation Plus program on the second floor for those that are really looking to engage lifestyle change in preventing disease and then moving forward.
That's
phenomenal.
Incredible.
I know a lot of people right now that are listening are probably asking the question, can we get a medical doctor in this facility? Are there any available GPs or specialists that will be working there?
Well, the initial team I'll be leading are mostly new graduates that embrace the idea of lifestyle medicine. And of course, we have a 50-seat educational theater that we'll be doing community education through, but certainly education of our docs and our integrative health team. The interesting thing that we'll be bringing again to the practice profile is that we've got we believe in integrative medicine, so everybody in the building, including the physios and the chiropractors and the massage therapists and the acupuncturists and all the other allied health people, healthcare coaches and nutritionists and so on, are all on the same electronic record, and we will have one of the first of its kind EMR with a patient portal so that we can continue to engage patients on their home computers as well.
Wow.
That's off the charts. Brenda, have you heard of such a thing?
Never. Never in my wildest dreams, and thank you. Thank you. This is refreshing, and it really is a representation and respect for the allied healthcare team.
And I'm happy that this is a Canadian grown product as well. This is the vision of the CEO of Statesman Group, Dr. Garth Mann, and he decided that not only would they kind of replace the long term care beds on that site, which was the former McCormick home site. So there's 140 seniors that'll be living on the third and fourth floor in assisted living, but more importantly, there's 80,000 square feet on the bottom two floors that is really there to serve the community in a much different way. And I think, they're even putting in a 80-seat healthy eating bistro with a teaching kitchen for the weekends and that sort of thing. So I think in following the trends, over the decades, I think he saw a huge need to do things somewhat differently, and he's bringing something to the building, including the economies of scale, so that physicians can practice the way they've always envisioned themselves practicing, and certainly under the umbrella of a very supportive team.
Well, it goes back to the old let food be thy medicine and medicine be thy food, and you're talking about some of the basic things we're in control of.
Exactly. Well, when the building's open, I think the first thing people will notice is that the bistro in the building is called an Apple a Day Bistro, and on the big logo in the bistro is the Hippocrates saying, "Let food be thy medicine."
Oh,
so
wow.
I think everybody that's coming in believes in that. Something that one of my positions as the medical director is to build a culture of care that respects the individual and basically offers a circle of care that I think is somewhat missing right now in primary care. And I think this is a real game changer for this area and hopefully the province.
I'm thrilled, and what a statement to be in London, Ontario, that's for sure. I mean, it's rich in medicine and also the university and training and all of that.
I
just think it's a terrific central place to really make a statement, and you are certainly representative of that. I'd like you to just expand a bit on, yes, talking about diet and life and exercise. What would you say to expand on that, and do you have a personal experience?
Well, as I was, changing my thinking several years ago, I also decided I would do something about my own health. And so I got on my own sort of nutrition journey and read as much as I could about plant-based nutrition. And I'm happy to say that it's made a huge change in my life. And then, of course, decided to take up good or bad, take up running at age 59, and that has completely changed my life. My knees ache for a different reason now, You know, and I jokingly tell my friends at the running room they should have called it the Learn Not to Hate Running program instead of the Learn to Run program. But within 9 months, I'd run my first half marathon, and since then I've done 10 more. So, you know, it's you know, I thought of myself as a decent athlete back in my early 20s, and then 35 years of inactivity, it's nice to be back. So, and I have to say, I've never felt better. I think, you know, patients of mine that I've coached to kind of pick up the torch in the same direction have really reduced their illness burden and have a new kind of lease on life as well.
Amazing. Wow. Brenda, you work in long-term care, and when we talk about the elderly, can you just fathom this kind of concept for helping the elderly that are independent, or even those that, you know, looking down the future, the opportunity to be able to respect integrative approaches in the type of care you're involved in?
Well,
amazing.
First of all, it's never too late to make a lifestyle change or, you know, relook your life cycle. And I think that this is phenomenal because, you know, in some nursing homes, they integrate daycare centers into them and, you know, bring the children out into the elderly. And that is a phenomenal change of events there, you know. And I think that this, too, is an opportunity for people to really know that if you're on a trajectory or a life path that is maybe not your fullest or happiest, you can change it. And Dr. Schmidt, I think that this is just absolutely, you know, a game changer for any age, any stage of life, right?
Oh, I agree. I mean, you know, I just saw a fellow the other day who leads senior exercise classes here in the city, and I've never seen a guy who's 70 with a six-pack ab and biceps bigger than most I've seen. So, you know, when I told him he's my new hero, and, you know, I thought, you know, if you know, people in their 60s, 70s, and 80s can get into shape, then anybody can do it. And certainly I think you know, it's like I said, it's so exciting to be kind of on this track with so many people.
Go ahead. Sorry.
You know, and you know, and one of the educational things that we envision in our theater is, you know, to maybe even start a grade 7 and 8 sort of champion program where we teach, you know, kids in grade school how to be lifestyle champions amongst their friends, and you know, teach them what healthy eating and good relationships looks like, and exercise and that sort of thing. So, and I know the University of Western Ontario has now adopted the exercise as medicine platform as well, and certainly that's gaining traction with their undergrad and postgrad club system that we're trying to get students back into the gym and away from you know, other poor forms of coping, because I think that's really the wave that we need to push.
Oh, that is beyond phenomenal. Well, I think just for those that are listening at this moment and that are even listening down the road as this goes out globally, we really need to know how people might be able to access the center. Do you have a website, or can they call in if they're interested and they're local and
yeah,
they want to find out?
Yeah, I think like right now we're still awaiting final telephone systems and so on, but the new website, I believe, is going to be completely functional by the end of this month, and people can tour the website. They can. The nice thing about the website is you can find a doctor online, you can book online. There'll be profiles of the practitioners online as well. And then, you know, when people do come into the building, and there will be lots of tours available in the you know, the next several months. You know, people will be, I think, impressed by, you know, the use of media and the bistro and things like that. Like we're talking about streaming, you know, healthy YouTube videos and, you know, forks over knives and things like that on a regular basis to kind of get people to engage in changing their life. I think, you know, the biggest thing, as I've stepped back and looked at my 30-year career, I've realized that our healthcare system is going broke because we're not addressing the root cause of most disease, and that's really, you know, getting people on a proper nutrition path and an exercise path. Without a paradigm shift, there's not enough money in the system as a go forward, and certainly diabetes and the tsunami of dementia is going to cripple the system. And so I think we really have to change the way we're thinking, in the provincial market of health, that patients have to be seen as partners and basically take their health into their own hands and make the right choices.
Wow. That's absolutely a refreshing breath of air in our healthcare system and gives us all a lot of hope that there is an opportunity here, that the status quo does not have to be the status anymore. Thank you.
Yeah, I agree. You couldn't say it any better.
Well, I'm excited about the Breast Show, Brenda.
Yes, exactly. We're thrilled to have you as part of the Breast Show keynote speaker tribe. And as such, can you share with us a little bit about your vision about the Breast Show and what the Breast Show can do to play in with your work and the lifestyle medicine?
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to speaking at the event because I think, as people, every time I've given a talk on lifestyle medicine, the heads are nodding in the audience because I think people realize it's the right thing to do. And you know, I can't speak for my colleagues, but I think the only issue I think most family docs have with trying to do lifestyle medicine is they don't have the skills, tools, and attitudes to basically pull it off. You don't need a beautiful building like the Advanced Medical Group to do it. I mean, it certainly helps, but you can do it on a smaller scale. And so I think, we know that so many cancers have a lifestyle risk factor, as part of their development. I mean, we're bodies full of genes, and I think, I'm going to be talking a little bit about that in my presentation, and I think one of your other presenters will be following up with even more on that. So I think, the more we understand the neogenesis of cancers, the more we understand that we can prevent a lot of them. And I know it's the Breast Show, but certainly, the changes we make in diet affect pretty much all cancers and most of our chronic diseases as well. So I'm really excited to be there. I think you guys are on the right track. I do want to say too that the intro song, you couldn't see me because I'm on a phone, but I was dancing in my dining room. So I completely believe in mindfulness medicine as well, and the happiness quotient and the anxiety that we see in our society right now is really lacking. So kudos to you guys to start off a radio show with a wonderful, uplifting song, and it's one of my favorite songs even without the word changes. So
I know it just makes you dance, and that's what we want people to do, to bring down the fear and come and get educated and learn and connect and be supported and empowered with the Breast Show information, which doesn't have to be that show as well. It's like, even
exactly,
individually there's hope.
Yeah.
There's a light at the end of the tunnel here, and to have you in London in this facility is monumental, to say the least.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that, and I think we're putting together an amazing team of practitioners that, number one, are experts in their own field, but more importantly, they're all excited about the opportunity to collaborate and break down the silos of care so that it's really patients first and developing a circle of care that hopefully will be researched and reported on, because I think there's a different way of doing this, and I think the patients are going to soon understand what we're all about.
I think being involved with PRIM Canada, People's Right to Integrative Medicine, which is our not-for-profit, we're donating proceeds to the Breast Show, to that group, it's a phenomenal opportunity to have a soft message, a slow opening of the door for people that have just known one way, and that's all they see. It's a little bit of tunnel vision, and I love the emphasis on diet and exercise and something very achievable that everybody can do, and that it's something in our power and it's something available to all of us to make a huge change and really get the goods on that, to open the door wider wider to become more embracing of acupuncture and chiropractic and all the other beautiful mind, body, and spirit modalities that exist in integrative medicine. And so we are so proud to have a lot of the integrative medical doctors jumping on board supporting PRIM, because it's also not easy to be out of the box, if you will. And this is just a very, it will be successful because it's so needed. The people are asking, the people are going to be hearing about this, and you better have a lot of phone lines when things do open up. I can just see the stampede. Even my own personal learning about you and learning about this facility and sharing it with people, they want a number. They want to connect. They want to connect immediately. They want to be part of this. This is going to be an astronomical explosion of interest and people wanting to all of a sudden know and be there. So good luck in handling the mass exit, you know, or the individuals coming towards the facility and wanting to be in there. But it's just showing all of us as well that we have to be one and work together, and we have the right to choose. And it's a beautiful community and Canadian community of effort that's starting in London. I'm just so proud, and I think that you deserve a lot of accolades for the work you're doing, Dr. Schmidt. It's groundbreaking for sure.
Well, and like I said, it was a happy accident that I found them and they found me, because I think that we've been aligned in our thinking right from the get-go, and the people that I've met along the way of their executive team are completely aligned as well. In fact, you know, at 2 o'clock this afternoon, four of our executive team are driving to the Cleveland Clinic to spend a day in their lifestyle medicine program with Dr. Esselstein, who is the godfather of plant based nutrition. So we will you know, the whole concept of this building is to bring the best of the best ideas and to really take all of the knowledge that we've accumulated over the last 30 years. And do something that nobody's done, and that's basically translated research into action. And so, and the action then benefits patients, and nobody's done it. And yet the information has been there. It's all evidence based. We know that we need to put money into promotion and health prevention, or health promotion and disease prevention. And I think this is, like I said, it's a paradigm shift.
Beautiful. Really. Well, we look forward to the talk. You know,
well, I'm excited. I think it'll be a wonderful day. To give you an idea, Dr. Esselstein went to Windsor about two months ago, and to talk on plant-based nutrition, and the naturopaths that organized it had only booked the room for 100, and 500 people showed up plant-based nutrition. So, you know, the people are asking, like you say, the patients are asking for it. And I think, mm-hmm. you know, the time has come where people are finally getting, they have to take hold of their health. And so I think if, like I tell the young docs, I go, be prepared. There's a tsunami of nice folks coming your way.
Yeah. Oh, what a great way to put it as well. And Brenda, thank you for the opportunity and creating Brush Show Radio, because we're going to be able to have this posted on the website, and also there's a global presence now with this show, and we've just tantalized the public, but there's more to come at the Brush Show in Town, April 17th.
Absolutely, and I had the privilege of interviewing Dr. Esselstein, so I'm really thrilled that that this is being so embraced in this area. It's so needed. Thank you, Dr. Larry Schmidt, for all you're doing to bring forth lifestyle medicine. It's an old concept being rebirthed in a new package, new format, and new time. So it's going to touch a lot of lives, and we're so thrilled to have you as part of the Brush Show. And April 17th is going to be an electric time in London.
I'm really looking forward to it. I think the population's ready for this, and I think it's going to be a game changer.
Absolutely. Oh, this is great.
Well, this is just wrapping up another amazing episode of Brush Show Radio with Pat Kennedy and our very special guest, Dr. Larry Schmidt. And thank you all very much for being a part of this show today and touching lives in new and exciting ways, empowering people into lifestyle choices, and knowing that you have the power, you have the choice. Thank you very much, and we look forward to our next episode with the Awakenings team. Bye for now.
It might seem crazy.